I'm Daniel White III, and you're listening to The Man in the Mirror, episode number 52. This podcast is directed to all young people, but primarily to young black men and young black women and their parents. We are thankful for all of the people who are standing up for justice and racial equality in the greatest country. In the words of Michael Medved, on God's green earth. But this podcast is about the man in the mirror. I'm talking to you. What are you doing, sir, ma'am, for the glory of God? What are you doing to make life better for others? What are you doing to make life better for your family? Are you getting an education? Are you working a job or starting a business? What are you doing to make life better for yourself, for your community? This podcast is about living life in such a way that it cuts back on the chance of being harassed or killed by the authorities or anyone else, and helps you to live the good life of productivity, peace, and joy. Psalm 119:9 says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way?" This goes for young women too. "By taking heed thereto according to thy word." Jim Rohn said, "You must take personal responsibility. You cannot change the circumstances, the seasons, or the wind, but you can change yourself." Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? My God, my God, what are you doing for others?" In keeping with our theme of dealing with the man or woman in the mirror, we are going to continue discussing the building of important biblical character traits by the grace of God in your life, in our lives. Today we will continue looking at the quality, the character trait of sensitivity, from The Power for True Success by the Institute in Basic Life Principles. Josiah in the Bible was only 8 years old when he became king of Judah. The biography that God wrote of his life concludes with an amazing tribute. "And like unto him was there no king before him that turned to the Lord with all his heart, and with all his soul, and with all his might, according to all the law of Moses. Neither after him arose there any like him." According to the record, the key to his greatness was his tender heart, his sensitivity to the Lord. He was considerate of what the Lord had to say and wanted him to do. The account also explains how he developed this character trait and his character for the glory of God. Number one, he purposed to please God. He purposed in his heart to please God. God's summary of the life and ministry of Josiah is this: he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. As a boy, Josiah set his heart to follow the Lord in the same way that Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself by participating in heathen customs. Number two, he chose a godly role model. it would have been easy for Josiah to follow the evil ways of his father and grandfather. Instead, he chose to walk in all the ways of David, his father. King Josiah used David's life as a pattern for righteous living, because David was known as a man after God's own heart, even though he was not perfect like the rest of us. Number three, he kept his focus on the Lord. Josiah maintained godly balance in his life as he diligently followed the Lord. He turned not aside to the right hand or to the left. And number four, he restored the place of worship. In the 18th year of King Josiah, he began a program to renovate the temple and restore the worship that was prescribed by God to take place in it. He began by collecting an offering to repair the breaches of the house. Number five, he humbled himself when he heard the word of God. In the process of repairing the house of God, a copy of the scriptures, the holy scriptures, was discovered and read to King Josiah. It came to pass, when the king had heard the words of the book of the law, that he rent his clothes. Number six, he acknowledged the iniquities of his forefathers. Josiah realized that the judgment of God was upon the nation because his forefathers had rejected the ways of God. He said, "Great is the wrath of the Lord that is kindled against us, because our fathers have not hearkened unto the words of this book, to do according unto all that which is written concerning us." Now, let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for this peace. Thank you for your holy word. Thank you for reminding us to look at the man in the mirror and see where we can change and be a change agent and help our community, help our families, help our churches, and be a solution to the problem and the problem no more. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, in closing, in order to be saved, in order to get right with God, you cannot look at the man in the mirror. Rather, you must look at the man Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:5 says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." Do you know him? If you do not yet know him as your Lord and Savior, trust him as your Savior today. Here is how. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin, a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell because of sin and because you have never accepted the payment for sin, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again. For Jesus Christ himself said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, dear friend, this is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul and to change your life, and he will do it. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, or Romans 10:9-13, the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, your heart, that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you and keep you, is my prayer.